Today is Wednesday, December 8th. You're listening to The Mind War on Rant Radio. Type drink.
Yeah, man.
Am I?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You fucking drink cappuccino.
Fuck you, dude. Hell yeah. I'm like mad corporate and shit. I'm drinking Starbucks.
I'm about to have some Forest Flakes.
What the fuck is a frappuccino?
I don't know. Like, I just know that it's coffee and milk, and it's good. It has, many good things inside of it, such as brewed Starbucks coffee, which, of course, is water and coffee, reduced fat milk, sugar, and that's a good thing. It has sugar, not like, I don't know, sucralose, aspartame, motherfucking other shit. It has maltodextrin. What the hell is maltodextrin? It's good, though. It tastes good. Pectin and ascorbic acid. I guess that's to keep it good. But the point is, it has sugar, not an artificial sweetener. So, shout to fucking Starbucks. Just remember that the Starbucks logo and Frappuccino are registered trademarks of Starbucks U.S. Brands Corporation.
Oh, fuck Starbucks, and if you think you're fucking going to go to Tora Fuzzy one, they're owned by
Starbucks. www.starbucks.com. For questions, for comments or questions, call 1-800-211-8307. Anyway, this is the fucking Mind War, motherfuckers. And I'm Decoder, and
Roger Five,
that's right. And we got Doug here, rocking, shocking, and doing all sorts of other crazy shit. And yeah,
apparently Decoder had his fucking Frappuccino enema.
The fuck up. I would. I'd shove it up my ass if I could.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
You'd have to shove the whole bottle up your ass.
So anyway, I think we got some email.
That's cool.
Short off the back, fucking El Gordo Uno said something or another that was meaningless.
Wait, what did El Gordo Uno say?
Something about how he masturbates this show.
That's elite. Fucking, I hope you're just stroke really hard right now at this point.
Yeah.
Get it going. Get all fast and furious with that shit.
Yeah, don't forget to cut the balls. Nick said something or another, too, like, yo, I gave the shit out to somebody else, fucking over CD, and, like, they fucking loved it and really opened up their eyes.
We're reaching the masses.
Speak up.
Educating the masses. Yeah, Roger, got to speak up.
Oh, sorry. God damn. I got to get a different phone. Fucking,
Fool, you're on a headset?
No, I'm not on a headset.
I was going to say.
I got that fucking shitty Nextel I've had for the last year and a half.
Nextel is for noobs.
Fuck is he? Anyway, And fucking Vex sent us something, another dude with a Gmail address, which is just fucking lead because Gmail is cool. I was wondering how you guys feel about the inevitable energy problems in the near future with the depletion of fossil fuels.
Okay, there is no energy problem. Today, right now, we have free energy. The only problem is it's free, so nobody will make money off of it, therefore fucking we don't use it. For anyone who thinks that I'm crazy to think that we have already achieved perpetual motion, well, it's not really 100% perpetual, but you know what? It's close enough to free. Like, see, when people say free energy, right, they think just, you know, perpetual motion, okay? Well, when I say free energy, or when most, like, people are into new physics, talk about free energy, you got to think of it like this. A fucking car, like a random car, costs $30,000, right? So it's not free. It's $30,000. But if you could buy a car, a brand new car, comparable to that car that costs $30,000 for $100, that's free in my fucking book. You know what I'm saying? So close to free is good enough. And we do have ways. It's not perpetual motion, but we do have free energy. We don't use it because, you know, there's a lot of fucking people making money off of fossil fuels and the like.
Like George Bush and Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, like George Bush and Osama bin Laden, to name a few, to name a couple. So we're not going to use it. But you know what? Yeah, the fossil fuels are going to get depleted. You know what, though? I think I have this a magazine somewhere lying around from, like, the 60s that said we were going to run out of fossil fuels by, like, 1990. So.
Right. Well, there are some interesting problems with fossil fuels. One that I think everyone overlooks is the fact that we humans do not breathe carbon.
Oh, yeah, we don't.
And fossil fuels are carbon. And by the process of burning, then you combine oxygen with carbon, which entails you not being able to breathe it.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the whole idea about, like, using fossil fuels to begin with is pretty fucking stupid.
And, well, also to sidetrack a little bit, there are fucking a lot of deposits of fossil fuels that we haven't tapped into yet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so
absolutely.
I mean, we're not going to run out anytime soon. Believe me, all of us will be long dead by the time fucking the Earth runs out of fossil fuels. But I will guarantee that in our lifetime, we're going to be using some sort of free energy, something very close, if not fucking free energy. I mean, there's some guy in that the new issue of Wired, as a matter of fact, there's some fuckface from France. Who apparently built this fucking, and this guy's a genius. It's in the Wired with that fucking crazy Annalie Newitz fucking article about Bluetooth fucking snarfing and Lucky 225ing. But, see if I could find this shit real quick. Continue with what this guy was saying so I could find this shit and actually give this fuckface credit.
He wasn't really saying too much other than that. And, like, you know, I definitely say that, like, you know, burning fossil fuels for our fucking primary mode of transportation, that being cars, is really stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. Well, you know, you could run your car on whiskey. It's probably more expensive than fucking petrol, gasoline, whatever one you want to call it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, not every car.
Well, hey, look, there's these idiots out in the Midwest that are putting fucking what is that shit called?
Ethanol.
Ethanol, that's what I was going to say. That are putting ethanol in their cars. And it's like, okay, yeah, you know, you might think it burns cleaner. I don't really know because I've never looked into it. Or, you know, in states like perhaps like Iowa and Nebraska where this shit is made from corn, you know what I'm saying? And it's supporting the local economy. You know, I think that's a good thing to be supporting your local economy. That's very noble. But the problem is that automobiles made today are built to fucking run on fucking gasoline. So putting that ethanol in your car, you're breaking your car. Just remember that. Like, you think you're doing a good thing? It's like, fuck, the government didn't buy you that car. Your local economy didn't buy you that car. You bought that car, and you're voluntarily breaking it. And, yeah, it's not going to, like, you're not going to run it on ethanol, and the next day it's going to break. No, it's just, it's not going to last as long. You are slowly breaking your car. Now, other people will argue me and say, like, oh, well, you know, when you drive your car, you're slowly braking it. It's like, yeah, well, that's true, but yes, you're doing it a lot faster by fucking using some sort of fucking fuel that it isn't meant to use.
Actually, that happened to my my first BMW when I was fucking out in Arizona, because like 15 to 25% of the gas down there isn't actually gasoline.
Yeah.
And you can't get fucking anything higher than 91 octane.
And, you know, that's another thing. It's a good point you bring up. Whatever the manual says to put in your car, put that in your car. If your car says 87, if you get a brand new fucking car and the book says to put 87 in it, don't be like, oh, well, I'm going to put 94 octane in it. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. Don't do that. It will run better. It will run smoother. It will run quieter with 87 if it asks for 87. But if you buy a fucking German car, put the highest octane you can get in that fucking thing.
Right.
I mean, they're just built that way. You know, when you buy a brand new Honda, it's going to ask for 87. And, you know, I will tell you from personal experience, I guarantee you that a fucking brand new Honda that's asking for 87 octane will run like shit if you put fucking 93 or 94 in there. But if you have a brand new fucking BMW 3 Series and it says it needs 93 octane, well, you better be fucking putting 93 octane in it or else you're breaking it.
Yeah.
And, Rigel, you know that. I mean, come on.
Well, it even runs like shit. I mean, even with the fucking 91 in there, it's fucking red.
Yeah, you have to. And another thing is if you have an older car from, let's say, the 80s, you know, maybe you have a nice car from the 80s, if it's one of the original, one of the first fuel-injected, not one of the first, but when fuel injection became more widespread,
right,
you better be putting good gas in that fucker because old fuel injectors need it. I mean, I know fuel injection came out like in the 70s, 60s or whatever for race cars, but I'm talking about in the late 70s, early 80s when, or even up to the late 80s when all cars stopped using carburetors. Like, if you have an early fuel-injected car, yeah, come on.
Well, it really depends on what type of early fuel injection, because, like, there's that American early fuel injection which resembles highly a carburetor.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about foreign cars. I don't think anybody drives American cars anymore.
I hope not. I mean,
yeah, right?
Not to sidetrack this too far, but you hear the rumor releasing the fucking Challenger?
Really?
Yeah, that was my fucking favorite car of all times. And, like, the fucking new version looks like, I don't know, like any other dumb car from, like, this year.
Yeah, I know. You know, they're trying to make muscle cars again, and I'm sorry, you know, I mean, come on. There's a few that look okay, you know, like there's the fucking Dodge Magnum RT, that fucking sport wagon looking thing. You know, it's kind of ugly, but it's fucking quick. There's like the new GOAT, the GTO. It's kind of ugly, you know what I'm saying, but it's quick. But if you want a car that looks nice, let's go fucking Euro. Come on, let's get real here. It's 2005. We're smarter than that. Buy American. I love these people who say buy American. Who would drive an American car? It's like, yeah, that American car you have was probably built in a factory in Canada or Mexico. Well, motherfucking, that Honda V6 rolling down your block was built in Ohio. So, buy American. Go
right.
Support fucking the Mexican economy by buying a Ford. An idiots, man. I hate humans. Anyway, here it is.
Excellent.
That we've gotten sidetracked. It's this is on page 34 of the December 2004 Wired. And this jerk's name is Aldo Costa. And he's 79 years old, this fucker. And he's been working on this thing for years and years and years. And it cost him like a couple of hundred grand. Yeah, 5 decades and more than $200,000 of his own money trying to build a machine that will run forever on free energy. Other laws have gotten in the way, too, besides the law of fucking Newton's second law of thermodynamics, which is what a lot of people are fucking really bitching about, Newton's second law of thermodynamics, all Maxwell's devil and all that bullshit. But basically, this is a 300-foot diameter fucking wheel or some shit that's a little off-center, like a little off-kilter. And what is it, 56 feet across? It's fucking huge behind this dude's house. And basically, this is where he got the idea, and this is why I say this dude is genius. He had a car where the alignment was a little off, and it pulled to the right. And he figured, wow, you know, no matter what happens, like, if I let this keep going, this car will pull to the right forever because the alignment's off.
Right.
Pretty much infinitely, it will pull to the right. And he decided to put this idea into practice by building this big, huge wheel where he gives it a little push, and it keeps going for, what is this fucking day? I'll read to you exactly what it says. Fucking, the retired mechanic and self-taught physicist fell for perpetual motion 50 years ago while fixing a wrecked car. During a test drive, he noticed the car kept pulling to the right. The alignment was off. Quote, if I hadn't pulled the wheel back, it would go forever and ever in a circle, Costa said. I thought that if I could make this motion vertical, it would be like a motor. Costa drew up plans for a giant unbalanced wheel. Working mainly by himself, he gradually hauled in more than 9.5 tons of steel parts to construct his model. Given an initial push, and can revolve for 3 hours, aided by the wind. And he envisions full-scale versions transforming deserts into oases and breaking Big Oil's grip on the world. And I don't know, I think, you know, whether it fucking works or not, like, that was a fucking pretty lead idea.
Right.
You know. But anyway, so yeah, free energy. Yeah, we're fossil fuels. Fuck it. I don't know why we use them in the first place. You're right. The best is when people come out with like these hydrogen cars and stuff, right?
Right.
They're like, oh, well, that's like a fucking safety hazard because it's a fire hazard. It could easily fucking combust because hydrogen is highly fucking volatile. And it's like, really? So is gasoline, you fucking idiot.
Right, right.
The fuck out of here. You know, these people are morons. But anyway. Any more emails, yo?
No. Kizzle said something, but he wants to be on the show to talk about it. So.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're going to have Kizzle on soon. What happened to Paranoia? He's going to be on sometime this week, right?
Ooh, Paranoia?
Yeah, reporting from the health front. He has some things to go over with the people.
Oh, that's right. He's got the health class.
Now, we got to get him on pretty soon. So, yeah, in the near future, this week, you're going to hear Paranoia, and probably sometime next week, you're going to hear Kizzle, and he has some shit to talk about that's going to be a surprise. Paranoia is, of course, going to talk about health-related topics, such as fucking, prescription drugs, artificial sweeteners, fucking aluminum, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Methamphetamines.
Yes, methamphetamines.
So other than that, fucking, I guess over here in Washington, and according to what I understand, they've since fixed the problem. But apparently for the longest time, you couldn't be found guilty of murder if that was not your intent. And the reason this is precipitated into the view of the public is this person went ahead and killed their 2.5-year-old adopted daughter, who was found to be beaten, burned, and bitten.
Beaten, burned, and bitten, huh?
Right, and the coroner said that the head injury looked like the baby fell from a 5-story building.
Fucking horrible.
But nonetheless, the person who did this was found not to have actually tried to kill the baby.
Just wanted to beat it real bad.
Right, just wanted to beat it.
Ended up killing it by accident.
Right.
Well, that's not first-degree murder, but it's definitely negligent. That's second-degree, I think.
Yeah, that's what she got charged with. She got charged and convicted with second-degree murder. Well, actually, she pled not guilty, but pled, like, no contest, effectively.
Okay.
So she got sentenced for second-degree murder.
Okay.
Well, the Supreme Court of Washington ruled that under the old law, there was no such thing as second-degree murder.
How would they... this is why there's different degrees of murder.
Right.
Because there's the intent, the forethought, and then there's the fucking, like, gross negligence. Like, I don't know, if you beat the shit out of a 2.5-year-old kid, like, ridiculously, you know what I'm saying? Or,
right.
I don't know, like, if you toss an anvil off of, like, a cliff, like, if it hits someone, that might be considered, like, second-degree murder.
Right, turkey off a fucking overpass.
Oh, yeah, like in New York, like a frozen turkey to the highway. It wasn't even off of an overpass, actually. It was, they just threw it out of the car, like, behind them.
Oh, God, look at this. Man, recharge.
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, you know, and I said something, I think I said it in a previous episode, that I was feeling bad for the females because their boyfriends are just idiots. Well,
right.
A new news story came out where one of these females and her boyfriend were, apparently this was a couple of weeks ago, and the cops did nothing about it because Suffolk County cops and Suffolk County is full of idiots, which we're going to get into something about that later, how they're filled with idiots. But apparently one of these girls who was involved in this fucking turkey-tossing incident and her fucking boyfriend who was also involved, apparently, like, this girl, like, beat the shit out of some girl, like, on a train platform maybe, like, a month or two before. And when the guy went, the girl, this like a 17-year-old girl or something, high school girl, she got the shit beat out of her. There's all pictures and stuff of her fucked up, like her face fucked up and stuff. And when the girl's father went and informed the cops charged the girl, one of the girls involved in the turkey toss, who beat the shit out of this other girl. They charged her with harassment instead of assault for beating the shit out of someone. So I'm going to make sure the next time I feel like beating the shit out of someone, I'm going to go to Suffolk County where I could, like, just beat the fucking crap out of them and get charged with fucking harassment. So.
Or we could just go to fucking Washington, kill somebody, and be like, oh, I'm really sorry.
I didn't mean it.
Right. Whoops.
The reason that they're letting this bitch out of jail is because the fact that once you're, like, tried for something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's double jeopardy at that point.
Yeah, you can't have double jeopardy, which is why, like, I think it's in New York where they're fucking, I'm pretty sure it's in New York, where for, like, killings and shit, they used to be able to like give the jury like a choice. Like, oh, we're charging this person with fucking first degree murder and manslaughter, and you could come back with either one. Well, they can't do that anymore. So they either go for the murder, if they think they can get it and risk losing the case, or just go for the lesser charge of manslaughter. They can't give the jury both anymore.
Gotcha.
Which, you know, was kind of unfair to begin with, saying like, oh, well, we don't know what to charge this person with, so we'll give you the fucking 12 fucking morons. It's like, these are my peers? No. I'm sorry.
So it should be noted that, like, if anyone ever wants to watch a movie about jurors, I would highly recommend the 1954 or is it 57 production 12 Angry Men.
Yeah.
Black
yeah.
and white, but it's one of the most phenomenally done fucking movies ever.
Someone's in that movie that I can't remember.
Yeah, what's his face? I can't remember the guy's name.
Was there someone in that movie, or there was someone in the TV production of that?
No, there was somebody in the movie. It was Fonda, Peter Fonda, I think it was.
Was he in that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, yeah, fucking, yeah, juries, I'll stick with fucking, and I got this from Lucky225, but you know what, it holds true. I don't know if I got it from him or he got it from me, but we might have come up with it together. But there is no such thing as a jury of my peers, because my peers are smart enough to get out of jury duty.
What are you talking about? I take jury duty any day.
Nah, shut up.
It'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you had a job?
Oh, wait, I do have a job. I thought they paid you for it.
Not as much as your job will pay you.
Really?
Well, it depends on what kind of job you have, I guess. Maybe if you flip burgers.
I don't know. If they fucking paid me more, I'd fucking do it. If they did pay me less, I'd fucking
Well, if they paid you more, yeah, of course you'd do it, but they don't pay you more. Well, like I said, depending on what kind of job you have.
I thought they paid you whatever you were going to get paid anyway.
Huh?
I thought they paid you whatever you would get paid normally.
No, they don't do that.
Oh, well, fuck that shit. I don't do any of that.
That's what I'm saying. So there's no such thing as a jury of my peers, because my peers would be smart enough to get a jury.
You just need to be unemployed or a retard.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, your peers are people who live near you that are unemployed or retards.
There's a lot of those.
Oh, there's a whole hell of a lot of them. And they're all apparently on juries deciding people's fate.
Right.
Anyway, so this bitch got off because in Washington State there's no such thing as second-degree murder.
Right.
What does that count as? Manslaughter?
No, just like assault or something, I guess.
Assault? Oh, okay, so you could kill... Really?
Right, well, they have since, quote, fixed it.
Well, there was nothing broken in the first place.
Well, apparently it was a snafu or something. Like, you're actually supposed to be charged with second-degree murder for that.
I don't know.
It was like a snafu. They're like, oh, oops, we're sorry, the law was broken, we'll fix it now.
You know what snafu stands for, right?
No.
Oh, it's a fucking military term, actually.
Oh, gotcha.
It's an acronym. It stands for situation normal, fucked up.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway. So at least the military knows what's going on. A normal situation is all fucked up.
So what was that? What else was going on over there?
Oh, well, let's get back to Suffolk County, where you get charged for harassment for beating the shit out of a girl. Apparently now you got to be 19, or soon. I don't know if they passed it yet. You have to be 19 to purchase cigarettes. And, in honor of that, I'm going to do the only thing that's right. I'm going to pull out a cigarette.
Yeah,
I'm going to spark it up.
Somebody better be fucking smoking right now.
Yeah, someone, you know, this is what when I was a kid, whenever those anti-tobacco commercials came on TV, I would always smoke a cigarette.
Dude, those things make me want to cigarette whenever I look at them. Like, I don't understand like why they're anti-fucking tobacco. Whenever I see one of those things,
yeah, talking about tobacco in any way is going to make you want a cigarette. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
come on, whether they say it's bad or it's good.
Right, they're like, tobacco like kills you dead. Like,
I mean, come on, and they're targeting those things towards kids, so kids don't smoke. You know, but I mean, come on, when you were a kid, when it's like, oh, is this bad for you? Oh, I'm going to do it then. That's how kids think. So those anti-tobacco ads are actually making more kids smoke, and I'm glad for that. I'm happy for that. But anyway, in Suffolk County, you're going to have to be 19 to buy cigarettes. And, you know, a lot of people might say, well, you know, what's the difference? You've got to be 21 to buy alcohol, but it's not the point. The point is the reasoning. The reasoning.
Why is that, Dakota?
Oh, I'll tell you why. I will tell you why as I take a nice long drag. I love tobacco. It's so fucking great. It makes you cool, and it's fucking delicious. It's beautiful. Just smoking is the greatest thing in the world. But the reasoning behind that is because there are 18-year-olds who still go to high school. and they don't want cigarettes near their underclassmen. So, they want to make it 19 now.
Why don't they just ban cigarettes from the high school?
I know. What about that? But then, high schools and schools in general don't really have any civil rights, so you could do that. You could ban cigarettes from the high school. That would be really smart.
They already are, actually.
I mean, they probably already are. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can have them on you, but you can't, like, smoke them in the school.
Yeah, you can't smoke on campus ever.
Hey, you can't smoke on campus anywhere. But then again, Doug, I don't care what you can do where you are because you have curfews where you are. And I'm sorry, like, I don't know. In the constant motherfucking tuition, it doesn't say anything about how old you are, whether these rights would apply to you.
Yeah, but you don't have rights if you're under 18, though.
Yeah, oh, yes, you do. There's nothing in the Constitution about an age limit on your rights.
Absolutely.
It says, well...
No, it doesn't say anything. There are no age limits on constitutional rights. Curfews are unconstitutional. The first place that let that happen should be ashamed of themselves, and someone should go there and, like, fucking nuke that fucking... Wherever it first happened, someone should go nuke it. So, our listeners, find out where the first curfews for fucking minors... find out where that was instituted the first time. The first motherfuckers that did that. And we're going to... declare war on them here at the Mind War.
Doesn't it fucking say, like, for man, and then now, of course, for man or woman? Isn't, like, man, like...
No, all men are created equal is poetic.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. That's the problem a lot of people don't understand.
They mean humankind. Men.
And I agree, they shouldn't have fucking wrote it that way, but, like, hey, they did.
Yeah, they did. It's poetic. It was, you know, when you read the way people wrote back then, it was meant to be nice-sounding, poetic. Now, when you read, like, technical, legal documents today, they're all crazy and no one can understand them, but at least they spell shit out. When they wrote the Constitution, they weren't thinking like retard lawyers like people think today. All men are created equal is poetic. It means humans. All humans are created equal. That's what it means. You put this in front of the Supreme Court, I guarantee you that they will side with me. All men are created equal means all humans are created equal. The Constitution applies to everyone, okay? There are laws to protect minors. There are specific laws to protect minors, such as child labor laws and things like that, and that's all well and good when you're protecting people from exploitation. But by saying you can't be on the streets after a certain time, you can't be out and about outside of your fucking home, you're imprisoned in your home after a certain time of day, fuck that. That amounts to fucking fascism, which, you know, I mean, if anybody's been listening to the show for the past, how long have we been doing this, a month?
Yeah.
They'll have realized by now that America is a fascist state. If they haven't realized that by now, you're too late. You're brainwashed. It's too late for you.
Right, yeah, but absolutely. Well, and furthermore, it's a fucking form of house arrest.
That's what it is. You're under house arrest, but you haven't done anything wrong, and that violates a whole other fucking set of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking, and like, the whole problem with it too is that fucking no one ever sees it. It's like there's nothing in the fucking Constitution that says like void if under 18. You know, I mean, like fucking.
Although in my attorney's office, he has a little pamphlet on it, like taped to his wall, which is a copy of the Constitution on like pamphlet form, and he wrote on it with a pen, void where prohibited by law.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. And that's a lawyer. This isn't some fucking nut job, you know what I'm saying? If anybody's going to know what the fuck is going on, it's somebody who, I don't know, deals with the law every day.
Yeah. Well, fucking, hey, I fucking work fucking in the support industry of the legal system, and, like, let me tell you, fucking, yeah.
Yeah, you know the deal. But, yeah, you know, so, okay, cigarettes, 19, in Suffolk County, New York, which is part of Long Island, if anyone doesn't know, for a little geography lesson, Long Island, New York, consists of its most fucking eastern point is Suffolk County, which is most of the island. Then the rest of the smaller part of Long Island is Nassau County. Suffolk County being area code 631, Nassau County being area code 516, and the rest of Long Island is Brooklyn and Queens.
So Dakota, if I were 18 living in Suffolk County and had a car,
yeah,
or even if I didn't have a car, how difficult would it be for me to get cigarettes, even if they were
okay, let me tell you. This is all I could say is that when I was around 16, I had a friend who was 14. Okay, and not only was he 14, but he looked about 10. All right, and he never ever had a problem getting cigarettes or alcohol.
Well, it was fucking New York.
Yeah, I mean, come on, there was never a problem. We knew where to go. Oh, we're running out of time. That's what that sound means.
no, seriously, like, I mean, like, if I were fucking, if I were 18 and, like, had, like, a, you know, a valid driver's photo identification, and, like, how hard would it be for me to just, like, go fucking drive to the next county?
Yeah, oh, that's what I'm saying, drive to the next county. But Suffolk County is rather big. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with Montauk.
No.
Okay, well, Montauk is a place. Maybe people should look up, on a side note, on a conspiratorial side note, if people out there are interested in, like, time travel and shit like that, look up Montauk, Camp Hero, and the Phoenix Project. You might find some cool shit about Montauk. That's M-O-N-T-A-U-K, which is the one of the, it's on the tip of Long Island, the eastern tip of the island. Suffolk County is rather large. So if you live, like, all the way in the eastern tip, you'd have a good, like, hour and a half drive or more to get to fucking Nassau County.
Well, I guess I could justify that to buy, like, a carton or two.
You probably could. Yeah, you could justify that. You know, it's not that big of a deal. Or,
yeah,
you know, I don't really, I never had a problem when I was under 18 to buy cigarettes. I mean, maybe it's time now. That was, you know, 10 years ago. So.
Yeah, you know, like, when I was 17, like, they enacted a bunch of legislature in Michigan to, like, really kind of curtail the whole nonsense.
Mm.
It made it a pain in the neck.
Well, you know what the law has been in New York for the past couple of years?
Huge fines.
You have to appear, the buyer of these products, of the tobacco products, has to appear 27 years of age.
Or you
have to ID them if they don't appear 20 years of age. That's the most subjective piece of fucking goddamn ridiculousness I've ever heard in my life. You're going to make a law based on subjectiveness, based on what a merchant fucking thinks in their head, oh, this person appears to be fucking 27 or older, so I won't ID them. Come on. The fuck out of here. It's like, can I get away with that? Like, fucking chicks? Well, she appeared to be over 18. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, they would never go for that, but technically they should. Because fucking shit, you can make a law. Oh, you have to appear to be over 27, or else we're gonna fucking fine you. Not just fine the establishment, but fine the actual person who fucking sold it. So if this is at like the 7-Eleven, and some fucking kid is working there, yeah, get $1,000 fine, $500 fine.
Well, isn't that shit like when you're at a restaurant where like if they don't look over 25, you have to card them?
Yeah, it's all bullshit. This is if you don't look over, that's subjective. It's stupid. Making the legal age to buy tobacco products 19 because you don't want cigarettes in high schools is fucking stupid. Fucking all these goddamn nanny laws. This is a fucking nanny state, but you know, that's a nice way of saying it. It's fascism. Clear cut. There's no fucking ifs, ands, or buts. But yes, we are running out of time. We heard the Mario Brothers little fucking sound clip there. They'll let us know that it's getting down to the wire. How much time did you have left? What did that mean? Like a minute left or 3 minutes?
I think like a minute or something.
I forgot. I haven't played Mario Brothers in so long. I love that sound though. But anyway, that's it, man. You know, that's it for the fucking mind war. I don't know, Doug. You got any fucking shouts?
No, sorry.
Roger, you got any shouts?
Fucking Seattle Public Library, because I fucking snorked your database.
Nice, yes. Shouts to libraries, and shouts to librarians, because a lot of people don't realize this, but when, like, bad shit goes down, librarians actually stand up and talk some shizzle. Like with the Patriot Act, when they were trying
The DMCA, too.
Yeah, the DMCA, the Patriot Act, when the Patriot Act was trying to get, like, you know what, the FBI can come in and just search anyone's records and see what books they've taken out.
Well,
librarians stood up, and they were like, yo, fuck this shit. So shout to librarians.
They want the librarians to fucking knock people out, too.
Yeah, yeah, and they just said, fuck you. So shouts to every librarian except for Laura Bush.
Yeah,
that's about the size of that. And that's my shouts. And we got some special music for the closing today. You haven't heard it because it starts really quickly. So we're just going to jump right into that. And all I got to say is that, you know, you've listened to the Mind War. Make sure you spread the knowledge, spread the word. Remember where the fuck you live and what the fuck is going on. And shouts to Super Mario Brothers because those plumbers are the shizzle late.
ST, what I represent. NY, hold it down for my peace in the veil and do or die for the record, let it be known. Chrome's and seal, and any one of these niggas can blow your grill. Show your skill, you want more? Hold your steel. You want more? Unload text, you all can feel. Raw deal, you all peel. Run for the hills, run for your shield. The battlefield's rapping at will. Smoke dog, you know my name, I'll be the same till the day that I'm laid down. Niggas push me to the point, gotta spray round. Take a street like for a game, acting like clowns. Always playing, you ain't busting off, just shooting the breeze. Cause you scared of the repercussion after you squeeze. You ain't been through what I did just to get where I'm at. Streets where I rap and BK where I be at. Cause Brooklyn where we live at. Juggling niggas rap. Handling them big ass. My army got my big ass. I'm a Brooklyn survivor. Uh-huh. These streets is hotter than lava. Toxic lava. Burn you like fire. I'm a BK, BC, SD. Smoking Nestle with a chicken and a GS3. Or Missy so sexy,
but she's a bitch.
Shorty, you can't play me. I'm a general, baby. What? You crazy? Fuck town where niggas be acting so shady.
Welcome to Brooklyn, where we send shots through your fitteds. Rock two-tone, do rags and whips, just get it. I love to shit it. Fuck you if you ain't with it. Out here, I know the DA get cases acquitted. So why would I up and leave behind all my team? All that green, go to renew and start out clean. My 16, these niggas cramp with hoes. Been all around the world, still Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, where we live at. Juggling niggas rap. Handling them big ass. My army got my big ass. Brooklyn, where we live at. Juggling niggas rap.
Handling them big ass. My army got my big ass.
What we live is what you read about. And any time of the day, we bring the heaters out. My nigga stacked his dough, then he brought the Beamer out. Now you wondering what Coco B's about.
Coco B.
B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N with a couple hoes. Tired of copping weed bags, had enough of those. Invest in a few pounds or a couple O's. My niggas hustle most aggressive and keep the toast. On point for the beast and whenever beef approach. If you want me, you can find me in the reef of smoke. Chrome close, man. Anyone can peek, beat your ghost.
On my heights and capers, Smokey Live be one of the greatest. Can't tell you all the things my niggas do for the papers. Wild rocks look like raiders, then got models for ladies. Come through in fresh wares, always driving the ladies. From the day from mountain bikes, wet Timbs on my feet. Move with the heat, couple B's influence the speech. During the week, catch me in the park getting set. Better rally style over the bar, behind the neck.
Out in Brooklyn where we live at. Juggling niggas trap.
Handling them big ass.
What?
My army got my big ass.
Brooklyn where we live at.
What?
Juggling niggas trap.
Handling them big ass.
What?
My army got my big ass.
Where we live, what you read about. And any time of the day we bring the heaters out. My niggas stacked up his dough and brought the Beamer out. And now you're wondering what Coco B's about. What?